quarter to seven. Here's Hearts Nightly News.
This is an historic moment from which there can be no turning back.
Hearts Nightly News.
The United Kingdom is leaving the European Union.
Trigger and push the emergency exit. We're live with the very latest on the day the UK kicks off the process of leaving the EU.
We already know you. Thank you and goodbye.
I hope the negotiations go well, but I think it is telling that the Prime Minister still can't answer basic questions.
Our reporter Derek Ferguson will assess the impact on business right here in Scotland.
It's an unassuming building in the outskirts of Glasgow, but your first clue to what goes on inside is the smell.
And what does it mean for those expats? The latest on the way from the Costa del Sol.
The worst thing would be if they no longer would give us medical help.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Connor Gillis, and this is a special edition of Hearts Nightly News. Well, it's what the UK voted for, but Scotland didn't, and now it's actually happening.
So, here it is. Six pages. The notification from Prime Minister Theresa May triggering Article 50.
The full process of leaving the EU has begun. We are past the point of no return. Last night, Prime Minister Theresa May signed a letter kicking off that Brexit process. And today, the UK's top official in Brussels delivered it to this man, Donald Tusk.
What can I add to this? We already miss you. Thank you and goodbye.
The letter is several pages long, but in short it says, we want out. Theresa May says she has bold and ambitious plans for negotiations.
We are going to take control of the things that matter most to us. And we are going to take this opportunity to build a stronger, fairer Britain. A country that our children and grandchildren are proud to call home.
But we've just heard that one of the key demands has already been slapped down by Germany. Angela Merkel says the UK can't be in talks about leaving the EU and a trade deal at the same time. Well, I'm joined now by Hearts political editor Theo Usherwood from Westminster to help us digest exactly what all this means. It's really hard to know where to begin, Theo. Just take us through the day then.
Yes, to start off with, Theresa May left Downing Street at just before 11 o'clock, and the letter which she has sent to President Donald Tusk is very much along the same lines as the speech that she gave to the House of Commons, and I've got it in front of me. She says that there will be certainty for UK citizens and for anybody from the European Union who does business in the United Kingdom. The government will consult on how we design the implementation of this legislation, referring, of course, to the Great Repeal Bill, and it will publish it tomorrow. She then goes on to say that she wants a deep and special partnership with the European Union, but if we fail to reach an agreement, Britain would revert to World Trade Organization rules. In security terms, a failure to reach an agreement would mean our cooperation in the fight against crime and terrorism would be weakened. So Theresa May is saying there would be consequences, of course, if we don't remain within the European Union. But she says she hopes to engage with those 27 other member states respectively and constructively in the spirit of sincere cooperation.
Theo at Westminster, thank you very much.
I'm Corey Martin for Hearts Nightly News on the day the UK made it official and formally told the EU we want to leave. Let's look at how this monumental day has gone down in Scotland. We heard from Theresa May a moment ago. She also said today that Holyrood will get more powers.
It is the expectation of the government that the devolved administrations in Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland will see a significant increase in their decision-making power as a result of this process.
So will that calm the discussion around a second independence referendum? Nicola Sturgeon says today's move is a leap into the dark.
She came to Edinburgh just after becoming Prime Minister, to her credit, and said then that she wanted to forge a UK-wide agreement before triggering Article 50. She didn't follow through on that promise. The devolved administrations have been pretty much ignored in this process, and you know, we didn't see the Article 50 letter until shortly before it was published today. So there's been no substance to the Prime Minister's stated commitment of wanting to strengthen the relationship with devolved nations.
Scottish Labour leader Kezia Dugdale told us her reaction to the triggering of Article 50.
This is a serious and significant threat to the economy and the lives of working people, the length and breadth of the country. I was a passionate campaigner for Europe, I voted Remain, and I'm very worried about the future, and we've got to respect the result of that referendum and make the best possible out of a bad situation.
Still to come here on this special edition of Hearts Nightly News, we'll look at how today will impact on Scottish expats in Spain.
I would never want to go back to Britain. Never. Never. I love here.
But first, one group who will see changes as Britain moves to leave the European Union are those who are setting up or running businesses. Many small firms who export to the EU will be watching these talks very, very closely. And if that deal does go horribly wrong, it could mean job losses or big changes for companies right up and down Scotland. We sent our reporter Derek Ferguson along to the Glasgow distillery to investigate.
It's an unassuming building on the outskirts of Glasgow, but your first clue to what goes on inside is the smell. There's a fragrant aroma on the factory floor of the Glasgow distillery, with whiskey, gin and vodka all made here. It's not a large space about the size of a football pitch, barrels and bottles packed next to towering high stills. It's a small, independent company, and the EU makes up 60% of its business. So with Article 50 triggered and the UK on its way out, stakes here are high. I've been asking one of the bosses how he feels about the future of the business.
I'm Liam Hughes. I'm the co-founder and CEO of Glasgow Distillery Company. We, over the next 2 years, are hopeful that we can look and develop our Asian marketplaces, also India and America, which I suppose to a certain degree minimises our risk and our exposure to any negativity reference to the European Union. But the reality is those markets are sort of the big boys' playground for small businesses like ourselves. And the cost of entry into those markets is very expensive. We don't have the kind of budgets that a Diageo or a Pernod Ricard or a William Grant could have. The European Union is so much easier for us to actually deal with at this moment in time.
So give us an idea what you would like to see come out of these negotiations.
In terms of the European Union, where alcohol is concerned, I would like things to stay as they are. And the free movement of goods in terms of, obviously, under the duty regulations works very, very well for us as a business. It's very easy for our customers in the European Union.
So if a deal wasn't done at the end of these 2 years, what would that mean for you guys?
I would like not to think about the negative element of it. It would have potentially a real impact on our business over the next couple of years, as I said. We will try and minimise our exposure for any negative impact of that. I would like to think that common sense will prevail. I don't believe it's in anybody's interest in either the European Union or the UK for any major changes in terms of trade that are going to have negative effects in both directions.
So, a big day for the UK, but of course a big day for Europe as well. One of Theresa May's demands entering these Brexit negotiations will be to guarantee to protect the rights of those people from here living in other EU countries. It's a view echoed in expat communities across the continent. Around 300,000 live in Spain. A third of them are over 65. Let's go to the Costa del Sol now and speak to Marjorie, who is from Scotland. Her husband has Parkinson's. Healthcare costs clearly a top priority for her, and she's been telling us what's on her mind tonight.
Biggest concern is he doesn't get enough attention. Should he need more? You don't really know where you're going to go unless you've got friends here, as we have, that can point you in the right direction. But the worst thing would be if they no longer would give us medical help and we would have to try and get into an insurance scheme or whatever, that we would be paying way over the odds that we could afford at our age and with Mike's condition.
Marjorie's also been telling us if she would have voted Remain or Leave.
No, I would have voted in, because I think there's going to be such an amount of upset and not knowing where it's going. And actually, we don't know even now what it was all meant to be about. So you could honestly say, well, if that's going to happen, I hope I'm not in. But we weren't told. The only thing that bothers me is health, and even that I can cope with.
Good evening, I'm Connor Gillis and you're listening to this special edition of Hearts Nightly News. A quick look at what else is happening across the country tonight. And a teenage boy has been seriously hurt in a firebomb attempted murder in Fife. The attack unfolded in Glenrothes at midnight. Two houses went up in flames within the space of 10 minutes. Hearts' Finlay Duncan reports.
The 16-year-old was taken to Edinburgh Royal Hospital for sick children following the blaze in Adrian Road in Glenrothes. Police investigating the two deliberate fires at houses in the town, which both happened late last night. Several people were inside each house at the time. Officers are carrying out a joint investigation with the fire service.
A driver has tried to murder a police officer in Glasgow. The cop was dragged along the street in Sight Hill after asking the suspect to pull over. An unpasteurised cheese called Dunsire Blue was behind an outbreak of E. coli in Scotland last year. A report by Health Protection Chiefs says 17 people needed to go to hospital and a three-year-old child died. It could be August before we get on to the new Queensferry crossing. The bad weather is being blamed for yet another delay. Inspectors at Glasgow's new flagship hospital have found two trolleys covered with blood and faeces. They're awaiting new patients in the immediate assessment unit at the Queen Elizabeth University Hospital. Concerns were raised about cleanliness in December last year, but NHS Greater Glasgow and Clyde say improvements have been made. And a Harry Potter event that was planned in Eastern Bartonshire has been cancelled because of safety fears. It was due to take place in Bearsden. Sport now, and Hibs could get closer to winning the championship title tonight. They could go into their match against Morton 10 points clear. And here's the boss, Neil Lennon.
It's important that we refocus again. We knew these two games were on the horizon, so, you know, we've dealt well with the first challenge and now Morton pulls another one.
Well, this has been Hearts Nightly News on the day the UK officially started the process of leaving the European Union.
The Article 50 process is now underway. And in accordance with the wishes of the British people, the United Kingdom is leaving the European Union.
There is no reason to pretend that this is a happy day, neither in Brussels nor in London. We already miss you. Thank you and goodbye.
Hearts Nightly News.